This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America and affiliates elsewhere. Special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via our satellite, and to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, thanks for all you do. And to our Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. 7 minutes past the hour, and here she is, Ms. Rosemary, the parent assessor. Hey, kiddo.
Hi, Captain. Good morning. And I'll agree with you on all of that. And by the way, I know I missed such a great event yesterday.
You did.
You know what? I almost called you.
You had people asking where you were.
Well, you know what? What's strange is, of course, I prayed blessings that it wouldn't rain. I'm sorry about the heat. I can only do so much. But anyway, Eric and Flip and Trucker Ed, you know, when the captain told me who all was there, I did cry. But I was actually...
Yeah, but you know what I told those people, don't you?
What?
I said, when you see the pink motorcycle out there, you know she's here.
That's right. That's right. I'm on a pink one. But anyway, I like to stay anonymous. In case you all don't know, I am kind of shy in crowds. I know you don't believe it, but if you knew me here, you would know I am. I just love you all so much. Now, I want to say something tonight. Very important. Do I sound happy? I am happy. I'm always happy, but I'm not happy about the hurricanes, though.
We've just got one that's
lurking. Yeah, I'm worried
lurking,
about one. I'm
lurking.
Worried, but it's okay. I'm going to stay in. I got my team on it. And then God can do what he's going to do. Now, I want to say something very important here. I was going to be off tomorrow night. I actually told the captain about this a week ago. I'm working on another project. Don't worry, this has nothing to do with anything that you all would even guess. But I love it. And the reason I couldn't do it before now is I can't even say why. It wasn't timely. I couldn't do it because the person died. We'll just say because it involves that person. Well, you know what? I just got to stop because I'll tell you more about it. I've done some research on it. I'm ready to go, and I'll be doing that. It doesn't conflict with the show at all. In fact, it's going along better than I thought. God has really blessed me doing this. The captain knows what it is, but he's sworn to secrecy.
That's right.
And my few good friends that know, they're helping me, by the way. God's given me help. So anyway, just to let you know, I'll be double busy, but because of the hurricanes and all, I wouldn't leave y'all. When we're going to put some prayer over this line, we're going to put some prayer over the air because we don't need that. In fact, we've had so much water this year. No, we don't need one. That's the last thing we need. Anyway, I didn't have a real message for tonight because I wasn't sure what I was going to say or how I could put it on there. There's a reason that I can't say what I'm going to do quite yet because I want to be sure everybody's safe because it involves a lot of people. We'll put it that way. But it's totally different. It's something I couldn't do before. It's on my bucket list, and now I'm starting, and I'm so excited about it. Okay. When I heard all you guys that were there, the captain told me before the show, because I asked, you know, I was actually going to call there to see, but I thought, oh, no, I can't bother them. But I guess I missed Eric and Flip and Trucker Ed and Holy Toledo and George. And I just, you know, these are people I've wanted to meet in person.
Yeah, you, there was a lot of the listeners that were there, and I met a lot of new people that were listeners that heard me talking about the event, and they came from parts unknown, you know.
And I wanted to say God bless to all of them too, Captain, because you're right. Not only the loyal ones, but, and loyal is that popped out, but they are loyal, but people that would come far, and they you know,
they did.
Sure, and not knowing what the weather would be.
And Backgammon Bob showed up.
Oh, hi, yeah. Yeah, I forgot. That's so, to all of you, you know, God bless you. God bless you for that. And I did hear it was a success. That's a lot of meals they gave out, and to the ones that did it. And anyway.
Well, Flip parked his bike right outside my tent with his flags on foil.
Flip, I'm just going to pretend I've met you because, you know, some of you I feel like I have. I've talked to you, and Eric.
We had the American Legion Riders and the Patriot Guard right beside us. Some of the Vietnam Brotherhood were there with their bikes.
Is Flip going to be able to,
what?
I shouldn't ask this on air. No.
What?
Is he going to be able to ride a motorcycle again?
He was riding it.
Oh, Flip, good for you.
He had a cane, but he was riding it.
Flip can dance. Let me tell you, people, if you don't know about Flip, because there's new people every night. I know there's a few new ones on tonight that I know. All right. Flip is one that we used to be like pretend dance partners over the air because he loves music. Flip Flip goes along. But he does. Flip
will do
anything.
I know.
He'll dance with one with a cane and one foot. He'll dance with mermaids. I mean, I don't know. But Flip, don't forget me.
He'll dance with his girlfriend because she was with him yesterday.
Yeah, well, good. I won't say her name because, you know, that we never know.
No, you know.
You're right. No, I know Trucker Ed had one, too. I got to be careful here. Okay. Well, when I say hi to Flip, I'm saying hi to your girlfriend, too. So if you're listening to me, give her a special hug for me. By the way, if ever I was at an event, you better watch out for me. I'm old enough to do this. I give everybody hugs. You know, if I don't have pneumonia, I'm going to give you a hug. And if you got pneumonia, you better not have it. Anyway, God bless you all. I'll be with you tomorrow night. I'm going to keep the regular schedule. Everything I'm doing on the side is going along better than I had even thought. I'll eventually tell you what it is, but I have to help. You got to get your ducks in a row before you put it out there. I think the captain knows that. There's a few more people I got to be sure are not living. I'm getting silly tonight. But I'm getting because I am happy. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with being happy, people. And in fact, you know what? I heard a song. I'm about to go off here. I'll just tell you about it tomorrow night. So anyway, God bless you guys. Remember, I love you all, and talk to you tomorrow. Thanks, Captain, and God bless you.
All righty, Miss Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, and she was in a good mood tonight. All righty, I'll be right back with more, and the phones will be open at 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600. Toll free from anywhere in the United States. I'll be right back. Little Proud Mary.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I treat a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot. That's the father and son team up there in Seattle, Washington. The makers of Relief Factor. That's a product that I am using. I am a customer of theirs, and I use it because of the nagging pain that I have caused by the arthritis that I've got, which I got because of all the injuries I suffered in the military and in the fire service. And when you get older, you'll find out, boy, you will find out. Let me tell you, it's nothing to laugh about. So, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, hip pain, muscle pain, any kind of pain, guess what? You might have a non-narcotic, all-natural remedy right here in front of you called Relief Factor. Now, you can do what I did when I started just a little bit more than 3 years ago. I bought the 1995 three-week quick start. It was 1995 plus shipping and handling. I think it took about a week to get to me, the standard means, I believe that's what it took. And I've been taking it ever since. I take it at least 2 times a day, and occasionally I'll take it 3 times a day, like I did yesterday, because I was on my feet and I was doing a lot of walking, even though I did have really good brand-new Skechers sneakers. Oh, shameless little plug there for my buddies at the Skechers store. And thanks to Kathy for reminding me, because we went over there and I got me a couple. I bought one, got one for free. Unbelievable. Go figure. But anyway, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Try the 1995 three-week quick start, and all you got to lose is $20 if it doesn't work for you. Guess what? It just might work, and then you'll have something to take that's a lot better than loading yourself up with ibuprofen or Aleve like I did or whatever. And I got rid of the Mobic and the Flexeril I was on, too, so I got rid of all that stuff. All right. Let's go to the phone line, and it looks like I've got Dan the Man on the line from Lafayette, Indiana. Is that right?
Yep, that's right. You got it.
What's up? What's up?
You know, I think that I still think Hillary should get involved. She clean house with the whole 23 of them or 22 of them, depending on how many are left. I don't think she'd have much. You could put a Clinton-Biden ticket back together.
Huh. Wow.
I never understood why she didn't pick Biden as a running mate anyway. He could go down in history as the longest-serving vice president. I mean, he didn't do too bad of a job with Obama. You know, he could have easily have been her vice president.
Well, he's a gaffe machine. That's why we know this.
Yeah, you know, but that doesn't bother me. It just shows he's human. You know, Trump's kind of a gaffe machine, too. So, that, I mean, that really, neither one of them stick to the script for very long. But I guess what the silver lining I see behind 2020 is the Democrats are so anti-Trump that they're throwing all their money at defeating Trump, and they're leaving the state legislative races open. Which, you know, we could get back some of the ones we lost in 2018, which was kind of a canary in a coal mine for Republicans. But this way, and with the Supreme Court decision earlier in the summer that says Supreme Court stays out of redistricting, gerrymandering, because that's a political issue, not a legal one, you know, the sky's the limit if we could get Republicans back in the state houses all over the United States, because 2020 census, they would draw the lines for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
That would go a long way of getting a lot of conservative Republicans elected back to Congress, and especially the House of Representatives. But I see that being another really, really close races. Trying to get back the House will be tough. Trying to hold on to the Senate, it looks like it's going to be a little tougher than what it originally looked like.
Uh-huh.
So, if we can get the state houses back, I think we've gone a long way on kind of pushing back on socialism, at least for a while. A friend of mine was telling me in his constitutional law class, full of millennials.
Right.
He finds that millennials, even if you give a sentence of life in prison, they think that's cruel and unusual punishment. Millennials think you shouldn't serve more than 10 years in prison.
There's a Wall Street Journal poll that came out over the weekend about millennials. And how about this one? I can think of the phrase, and I'll tell you what I'm saying this for. I can think of the phrase, there's no atheists in foxholes. These millennials have grown up in a reality, relatively peaceful time where wars have been far away from home, and they're not as patriotic as they used to be, per the Wall Street Journal. And this is disturbing when I heard that. This is really disturbing.
You know what? That's been going on for a while, and I heard you and Kyle Warren talk about that.
Yeah.
It's growing up in a peaceful time. You know, the 90s hit with Clinton. Patriotism went on the skids. It kind of peaked back up at 9/11 with Bush being first elected, but it's been down ever since. I would say this about millennials. They've watched their parents struggle. The Great Recession had the effect on them pretty much the way it had on people that came in the 30s. They're very tight with their money. You know, they're very conscious of what the economy does and where they want to go. And, you know, the anti-patriotism, they've never really had a patriotic role model. They've never got it in school. They certainly didn't get it from their parents. Though they grew up in a very, what you guys would consider prosperity, they've only been really... they've only experienced prosperity the last couple of years.
Let me ask you a question.
Come up real hard since the Great Recession.
Let me ask you a question. Do you know who Joe Walsh is?
Yeah.
Why did he get in a race? He's going to run against Trump?
You know, I don't know. Probably a little bit of anti-socialism to pull the Democrats back. I have no idea what any of these guys are doing.
Well, I know he tried to gain national exposure with his radio program and fell flat on his face because he changed in midstream from being a Tea Party guy and being pro-America and this, that, and the other to being a Trump.
Oh, that's Joe Walsh. I thought you were talking about somebody else.
Okay, no, being a Trump basher.
You know what was what Hubert Humphrey used to say? You stand where you sit. You find a place to jump in, you jump, and you hang on. I see that a lot. I mean, Arianna Huffington did it. I mean, she didn't run for anything. Her stripes went to spots. There's a number of people that have done that over the years that have jumped from one party to, I mean, a complete 180. This doesn't surprise me. Happens quite a bit. Now, whether he'll get any traction out of this or people will ever know who he is,
I doubt it.
I kind of doubt it.
Yeah, I doubt it.
I doubt it.
Just like William Weld.
William Weld, yeah, there's another one.
Yeah.
You know, typical Rhino. But people like Weld in the Republic, if I would say one note of caution with Republicans in 2020, there is maybe 5 to 6% who agree with Trump's policies but can't stand his personality.
Yep.
If they stay home, because there's nobody to vote for but him. You can't go over to a Democrat. There's nothing to cross over for.
No, absolutely.
If they stay home, he has a problem.
Yeah.
If independents go towards the Democrats, he's done. Everybody says that it's not going to be an easy race. It's hard to call right now. If this was a year from today, if this was October 25th, or October, this was August 26th, 2020,
uh-huh.
It would still be too close. You still wouldn't know. You're not going to know who's going to win until, probably October, mid-October. Then when it starts, after the first debate, it really starts to settle down. You see a pattern on who's going to win, who's ahead, the whole horse race mentality. Right now, there's so many people that you can't, I couldn't even begin to predict who's going to be the Democrats' nominee. I have no idea. It's so split, it's so fragmented, that's why it would be Hillary's to take.
Because of the trade deal, I think, that was announced over the weekend with Japan, and because of the announcement that's right here, headlines on Fox, says China says it's ready to negotiate after Trump tariffs tank Asian equity markets and the Chinese currency. And because I'm looking at the Dow futures, and we've got a huge push, 400-plus points right now in the Dow futures, and NASDAQ futures 24.5, S&P futures 4.88. And by the way, the Dow futures just changed right in front of my eyes from 400-plus down to 368.50. But my point is everything temporarily is in the green right now, looking to rebound, probably because of the good news over the weekend.
Well, let's hope. But you got to understand, Japan's an island of 100 million people.
Yep.
China's 1.4 billion. People have to understand Z. He's a Maoist. He thinks his future lies in the past. That's where he's taken China.
Yeah.
You know, if Z would get up this morning and say, Trump, go to hell, well, the stock market would fall 400 points.
Here comes the music.
We'll see how it works out, but some deals take a long time to figure out.
Here comes the music. I got to go. We'll talk to you soon. All right, Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana, another stimulating conversation. Always is with him, especially when we talk about China. He's our China expert. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Iran's foreign minister has left the G7 summit in France after making a quick visit. French President Emmanuel Macron invited him, hoping to ease tensions between the U.S. and Iran over their nuclear program. The foreign minister's visit was a surprise. The president said no comment when asked if he might meet with Javad Zarif. A member of Zarif's staff said on Twitter that no meetings with the U.S. were scheduled.
Iran is no longer the same country it was as it was 2.5 years ago. But we'll do our own outreach. But, you know, I can't stop people from talking. If they want to talk, they can talk.
The president is sending mixed messages about the U.S. trade war with China. Many summit leaders are pushing him to ease frictions with Beijing over the tariffs. He first expressed second thoughts about escalating the trade war, then chose to increase pressure on China. This is USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-autopay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hey everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with two locations to better serve you wherever you're at. And this is their message coming up right about now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals. I know some of you might be in a dead-end job going nowhere, no chance for the future, pay raise or promotion. Some of you are coming out of high school, not really sure what you're going to do. Some of you are coming out of the military, not sure where you're going to go. You got skills, don't know how to use them. I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy. Now, they've got two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, which is Boston. The other one in Clearwater, Florida, which is down here in Tampa Bay.
Because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. And I do mean unlimited earning potential. Because an aviation maintenance tech is a highly sought, in-demand job all around the world right now. So check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. That number again, 800-659-2080. Or go to the website naa.edu and tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. All right, briefly here, we're going to do an abbreviated version because I got some callers on the line. A planned Iranian drone attack was thwarted by Israel. Now, following months of monitoring plans for a major planned Iranian drone attack on Israel, they thwarted the whole deal by going in and destroying one of their bases, which was where, you say? Iraq. Nobody should be surprised. Now, Qatar is now giving cash to Gazans for distributorship amongst the people there. Some 100,000 families in the Gaza Strip are actually being paid subsidies, the post-Qatari cash to be distributed to them. Also, by the way, the Palestinian Authority has accepted the Israeli tax transfer where taxes being paid are being given back to the Palestinian Authority in the Gaza Strip. And Iran, not to be left out of things here, sentenced an Iranian woman to 10 years for spying on behalf of Iran, of the United Kingdom, rather. Iran has blacklisted an organization from the United States called the U.S. Foundation for Defense, a think tank here in America. All right, let's shift down over here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Morning. Hi, this is Gordon, rolling through Valdosta, getting ready to flick you over to the 107.5 here.
What's up there, Gordon?
Just riding down the road, hauling a load of diesel fuel. I'm going to park it up there in Jasper, but I was going to ask you about the Antifa. You know, they've been all up north everywhere. I think they're getting pretty bold now, and they've got plans to go to Texas. I was wondering, do you think they're going to get their shirt handed to them when they go down there? Or
if they go to Texas, the good old boys in Texas aren't going to put up with their nonsense. You know that, and I know that. But here's the deal. What's Antifa stand for?
Yeah, they're anti-fascist, but they're actually... they are fascists.
That's, well, I thought you were going to tell me the name. You came close. It's Anti-First Amendment.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's Antifa. At least the American version is Anti-First Amendment. In other words, nobody talks but them.
Yep. Yeah, try to shut any opposing opinion down, so.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you noticing the price of fuel going down a little bit?
Yeah, it's creeping down. Things are going pretty good.
Well, that's why we're the number one producer and exporter of oil in the world right now, and we've got more oil than we can use. There's a glut on the market, so try as they may to get the price of oil up, they can't eat that stuff, can they?
No. Now that our economy keeps heating up, we're going to need all we can get.
All right. Well, Gordon, you truck them safe, and you keep two hands on the wheel there. I hope you're talking to them in your hands-free.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Captain.
Yes, sir.
Ain't nothing wrong with your radio there.
Thanks a lot there, Gordon. You take care.
See you, buddy.
Yeah, take care. All right. That's one of our suicide jockeys out there coming down I-75. Headed to Jasper, he said. Okay, probably came out of Bainbridge. I'm guessing that's where he came out of. Now, you know, there's something else here that Denise and I talked about last week, and it's popped up again. These ransomware attacks plaguing various U.S. cities. Because the last time that somebody struck the U.S. cities in Texas, 22 cities and local governments, they hit them on August the 16th in a coordinated ransomware attack. That was the first time that an attack was so organized and so widespread. Because until now, they'd usually attack local governments one by one. This is the first time they got that bold. Now, We know in some cases it's been Russia. We know in a few cases it's been China. They always ask, the pay that they always, the money they always ask for is Bitcoin. They want it that way for whatever reason. And Lake City and Riviera Beach, Florida, about a year ago, for example, collectively paid more than $1 million in Bitcoin despite discouragement from the FBI because it could encourage other hackers to plan more attacks in the future. Well, yeah, that's what it's all about. And by the way, some of these hackers are, in fact, from terrorist groups. From terrorist groups that are doing this extortion. By the way, congratulations to the little kids from Louisiana that won the Little League World Series. I didn't see the game, but I've got a story here I'm going to be talking about with our sports guy, Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback Monday and Friday in hour number four. And the other big surprise yesterday was the quarterback of the Baltimore Colts, Andrew Luck, retired. He said he's just leaving it on the table because he just can't do it anymore. He's not excited about playing football. He's been hurt more than he's played, it seems, in some cases. Made a lot of money. But he'll probably go into broadcasting very quickly. Now, the Secretary of the Navy, Richard V. Spencer, expanded an ongoing Navy probe into its Judge Advocate General Corps, according to, and also to include the Marine JAGS. This is a big deal, based on what we found came out of the Eddie Gallagher case and others. What a shame. And by the way, Tehran considers the president's goal of purchasing Iran from Denmark by no means unreasonable. Tehran is talking about, believe it or not, getting into the Greenland competition to buy Greenland. Wow. Now, a mainland Chinese military official said that Taiwan's purchase of American warplanes, remember they bought some U.S. F-16 fighter jets, they say it's a waste of money because they'll be useless against the Chinese military if they have to do it, use it for that reason. And the Trump administration automatically rescinded a $3.5 billion deal to sell Raytheon-produced Patriot missile defenses to Turkey after it received the Russian S-400 system in July. Cancellation had not been previously reported. They were saying that it was still on the table for Turkey if they wanted to take them. Well, that's not the case. And the U.S. and the Taliban have resumed talks on ending America's longest war in Afghanistan. Who knows where that's going to go? And can you trust the guys we're talking to? I have a big problem with that one. And I'm sure most of you do, too. Trust but verify. The last person in the world that I would trust would be the Taliban. Alrighty, we're coming back. Another Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We'll get out there, take a look, and see what's going on. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you, and get your motor running. That's right, they had them running yesterday. We had some custom motorcycles there yesterday, three-wheelers and two-wheelers, and I mean these were fancy bikes where I was at Burt's Barracuda Harley-Davidson on 49th Street, the all-new location. But anyway, here we go with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report.
They say can be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just walk on, baby, run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run.
Alrighty, Smokey the Bandit. Fred on the front seat. the bandits up front, frogs with him, and the sheriff was chasing them all down the highway. Okie dokie, let's take a look at the Highway and Byway Report right now, brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. It's a whole lot better. Now, scattered severe thunderstorms and locally heavy rainfall is possible over portions of the plains throughout today, Monday. Meanwhile, dry weather and gusty winds will result in critical fire weather conditions across the Great Basin and into the Northern Rockies. And elsewhere, keep your eyes on the tropics. We've got Tropical Storm Dorian in the Atlantic. It's expected to slowly strengthen into a Category 1 hurricane. Where it goes from there, we don't know. But it will strengthen in the Lesser Antilles by Tuesday. We've also got some tropical storm warnings up for Barbados, for Aruba, and it's starting to make its ways in through the Antilles right now. And depends on which side of Puerto Rico it stays on, and Dominican Republic and all that, as you well know, as to what it's going to do and where it's going to go. Now, the weather tonight for Florida, not looking too bad. Ed said he ran through some rain headed south to Fort Myers, trucker Ed. But I-4, not looking bad there. Might be a scattered shower or two over towards the central part of Florida. And let's see here. Alligator Alley, not looking too bad down there. An I-95 going up the East Coast, not looking too bad there tonight. I-75 northbound, looking pretty good all the way to Michigan. And you won't even find any moisture until you get way up north of Detroit. And I don't see any moisture at all to bother you on 95 going up all the way to Maine right now. Might be some construction delays in some of the normal places, but other than that, that's it. Now, let's get on I-10 and go west out of Florida, because we don't have a problem until we get over to, let's see, it would be about Pascagoula, Mississippi. And it looks like as if we've got rain starting there, and that rain continues all the way over to New Orleans and into Lafayette, Louisiana. Now, that's along I-10. Now, we also have a situation brewing right now for heat, and lots of it. Texas, you're going to be hotter than a doornail. How's that? And Oklahoma, half the state is going to be hot, really hot. And there'll be some areas up there around Oklahoma City and around Tulsa where the actual temperature will be well over 100 degrees. So keep that in mind. And Catwoman and Road Dogg, Eat My Dust. Oh, really? Okay. Okay. That's talking about Smokey and the Bandit, and they're on their way to Laredo. They may be in Laredo right now. They said they weren't very far away a little while ago. But you've also got extreme high heat temperatures all the way into El Paso, southeastern New Mexico tonight, going up over the top into White Sands. You will have some very warm temperatures there in that area, across the desert where they test the missiles. White Sands, looks like 106 to 108 degrees actual temperature. And then going out into, going out into Phoenix, you don't want to know. It's going to be hotter than you know what. And Kingman, Arizona, over into Las Vegas, Nevada, very hot temperatures there. Again, well above 105 degrees. Along the border, Kingman with Needles, you're going to have some really hot temperatures there for a ways. And also up in the Medford, Oregon area, you're going to have some really warm temperatures up there. We do have, however, in Nebraska still, a severe thunderstorm warning and threat for a lot of Nebraska tonight. So be aware of that coming across I-80. It's quite a stretch there, at least 100 miles of the road that's under some sort of advisory or whatnot. But anyway, that's your Truckers Highway and Byway Report for the night, brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J truck stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore, because you can pull on in there and get yourself a nice free cup of coffee and tell them the captain sent you. And a lot of the pilots now are playing our show at night,
So you might pull into one in the middle of nowhere, and you haven't been in it in a while, and boom, they got the Captain's America Third Watch up in the truck stop. And we like to say hello to everybody that's frequenting the highways and byways via the pilot and the Flying J truck stops. And we're very happy to have them aboard. And very happy to be able to talk to all the truckers out there, including Gordon, who told us he was taking a load of that GoJuice gasolino, I do believe, probably coming down from Bainbridge and headed on down to the Jasper area to make a delivery. Okay, making good time for having so many delays. Okay, Catwoman and Road Dogger saying that they're out there just getting the job done, and I appreciate that. And you guys be careful. And Flip, appreciate you very much, and it was nice seeing you yesterday, you and your girlfriend, so stay low. All right, let's go on over here to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning, come in.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm doing just fine, and everybody was wondering where little old Denise Simon was yesterday.
Well, I wanted to be there, but I ended up, some unexpected guests showed up. So what do you do, you know?
Bring the guests. We had plenty of food. Bring the guests. No, we had a big crowd yesterday. We did. We had a big freaking crowd. It was unbelievable. And they all turned out to support. So there you go. All right. Well, you know, we like to tease things when we get started here. Not really sure what's more important, the Japanese trade deal or what's Fox is reporting right now, saying that China says they're ready to negotiate after the Trump tariffs tank the Asian equity markets and currency.
Yeah, I think it's more of China here at this point. We expected a trade deal with Japan. I mean, that was being held so we could make a big announcement at the G7.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a fairly sizable the vice president of China, the vice premier, whatever that is. He told the state news the media that China was willing to resolve the trade dispute with the United States through calm and resolutely opposes the escalation of the conflict.
Uh-huh.
So he apparently is China's top trade negotiator. He also said that we believe that the escalation of the trade war is not beneficial for China, the United States, or the interests of the people around the world. He includes some other interesting things in here, which says that China is always open for good investment. We provide a good investment environment. We protect intellectual property.
Yeah.
We promote the development of smart, intelligent industries with our open markets. Open markets.
Yeah.
And we oppose technological blockades and protectionism. So, it looks like maybe a few of Trump's tweets in this particular case may have worked.
Okay. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. And by the way, the big deal with Japan is they're going to buy the excess U.S. corn that the farmers have. That's going to make the farmers very, very happy. So that was a big deal there. And Kathy is going to take us to break. We'll be right back after the top of the hour news.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen.
oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.